Good morning to all our participants of the virtual lesson. We have many groups today, Vilnius group, the Moscow group, people from New York. Not all of the Moscovites are present. Two representatives of the Moscow group are here, Kozlov and Elizarov. Tonight they're flying back home. Michael and Galina Golub organized a very powerful group in Kirovograd, Ukraine, and we hope that the quality will be good. We already see them and hope that you will be growing and be close to you. As we heard from Elizarov and Kozlov, the Kyiv group is growing, and there is hope that the Ukrainian group will be on a Kabbalah map, as it was 200, 300 years ago. Baruch from Odessa, I thank him for organizing the trip for the Moscow representatives. He is very young but very serious. We have representatives of San Francisco, from Kyiv. We hope to see you on the screen in the near future. Somehow we don't see the Toronto group, Vladikavkaz, the group from Vilnius, Kaluga, New York. We have many people, Isintuki, Krasnodar, New York, Stavropol, Philadelphia. I'm very happy to see you all and hope to see you here in Israel many times. And now back to our lesson. As usual, our lesson will consist of two parts: the continuation of introduction to the study of the Tansferot, paragraph 134. Today, the second part of the lesson won't be devoted to Pticha, to the introduction to the science of Kabbalah. We will be completing the study of the Tansferot in a couple of weeks. The Moscow group will organize a big hall for Kabbalah studies, and we'll start a new series of lessons. And secondly, we'll simultaneously discuss the articles about the Creator's control of all the forces. And here I see the Toronto group. I see the ladies group from New York. Now let's begin. Paragraph 134, the introduction to the study of the Tansferot. Baal HaSulam says, we have to know the principal law of the spiritual world. It attracts the creations to its highest state, and we are bound to achieve that state either through sufferings or through the way of Torah. And since we go through these states, we have to pass through them in their worst and then in their best way, so that both Rishimos will be constantly in us. We have to go through concealment, separation from the Creator, and realize this state as evil, and then the revelation of the Creator, merging with Him and realizing this state as a kind, the best state. So these two Rishimot, the Aviyut and the Tlapshut, should be imprinted in us by each of these states. They are fixed in every soul, though it consists of each individual set of states. So all these states that we go through, they are a little different in each of us, but they can be divided into a certain number of steps, 6,000 or 125. It doesn't matter how we divide them, but each one of us goes through each and every step, from the lowest one to the highest. And this principle law is in effect on every step. The revelation happens only where the concealment was before. Even in our world, this law works. When absence precedes presence of something, some plant is growing only where a seed was planted. There is a transformation of forms only after the seed rots. The plant is able to grow. Darkness precedes light. All antagonisms of this world, all revelations are born out of its opposite. And in the measure of these aspirations, in the measure of this Rishimot Aviyut, which has to be expressed in us, we have Rishimot Aviyut born in us. In Kabbalah, there is a rule. They're very brief sayings, proverbs. Yitron Or, as much as the darkness is strong, the light is strong. As we know in the physics of our world, the darkest period is before dawn, and light arises from darkness. And the same happens in our inner world, in our properties, qualities, when man is absolutely disappointed, exhausted. Desperate, then at the last point of despair, he discovers the way up. And when man feels the separation from the Creator, just there he finds the Creator. And hence man, when he rises, climbs these steps, so all his inner cataclysms are understood by him as necessary for his advance, and he evaluates them as constructive and positive. And is not based only on his sensations, but beside these sensations, he is building a system of evaluation, analysis. And as you see, our groups went through very drastic changes during the Pesach holidays and after the Pesach. And I tried to make you the participants of the highest states and dramatic states of the last period to enable you to feel these opposite sensations, so that you'd be able to have many different thoughts and sensations, feelings, and it will be a foundation feeling that you may grow from. And you should understand what the sages said. The entire Torah consists of the names of the Creator. Whatever we read in books, in the Bible, in the scriptures, the prophets, all those books that are considered to be telling us about some laws, events, historical events, has nothing to do with the history of our world. Don't think that it happened or happens in our world. It's not connected with it. They're all the Creator's names. The Kabbalist that attains the spiritual world feels the Creator's control, goes through all metamorphoses and, that he has to, through falls and rises, through all kinds of feelings of darkness and light. As a result of all this, of these negative and positive feelings, he starts to understand how the Creator controls him. What does it mean? He understands. As we write black dots on white paper, so the Kabbalist starts feeling the Creator, seeing on the background of the Creator his own properties as black dots. So he creates these boundaries between himself and the Creator, and he juxtaposes his own properties against the Creator's, and these combinations, this connection, communication with the Creator, gives birth to the Creator's names. And all Kabbalistic texts are based on this combination of light and Kli, and the vessel. And the vessel is black ink on the background of white paper. But on the first glance, it can be absurd that the words that we read are very straightforward, all kinds of curses. The Creator is expressed in these sensations, especially when man merges with him in the spiritual world, and there is no place for all these cruel things and problems described in these books. it is possible in our state, in this world, on the way before the barrier. But after the barrier, man supposedly starts merging with the Creator. So why are they using such horrible expressions describing their sensations of the Creator? The fact is that Kabbalists use as we studied in the first part of this study of the Tansferot, there is a part which is called the inner reflection. We studied about the language of branches. Although Kabbalist feels the Creator in a state of perfection, eternity, when he is above Mahsom, he feels connected to this perfection and eternity and attains them, and it forms those sacred texts. But he can express what he feels only on the level of our world, so that we would be able to understand it. So in our world, because we are in egoistic, desires are expressed in all kinds of horrible pictures, bloodshed. Sacrifices. What does the Creator need it for? It's all very very difficult to understand. The spiritual properties expressed in our egoism are described this way. Vayasalam writes about it, so our ways come from the imperfection, from down up to towards perfection. The Creator feels us out of the third state. If we draw the first, then the descent into our world, the third state, when we achieve, when we reach the same level as the first one, but it is different from the first one because we acquired all Rishimot and we are equal to the Creator here. While in the first state, we are just a point in an infinite light. This is the difference. Here, we achieve the level of the Creator because we descended into our entire egoism. We added it to ourselves and with its help elevated ourselves to the third level. So the Creator looks upon us from this third state and pulls us upwards toward Himself. He is not pushing us from the first state because we feel ourselves starting from the second state. This is our zero point. The first, the second state is the formation of worlds, Parzufim, Sfirot, Adam Kadmon, plus the worlds of Abiya, and here the birth of soul, Adam, and then the breaking of the soul, and here it descended the lowest point, and from here we start to develop. So he is pulling us towards the third state. With regards to him, there is no difference between the first and the third state. He sees us exactly, he planned to see us. And we are unable to see us in our actual state. So he pulls us up either with the help of the light or with the help of sufferings. That depends on our freedom of will. So Baha'u'llah Salam says that our way goes from imperfection towards perfection. And with regards to the Creator, it's vice versa, from perfection towards imperfection to us, because in the beginning He creates perfection, the third state, and this perfection descends from Him through many, many levels until it comes down to the lowest level, which is our material world, and it is revealed completely. Out of the third state, gradually descending to the second state and starts pulling us towards himself. And then it reveals itself to us in this world, and we can aspire for it. And from the above said, you have to understand that the Torah, the entire light of the Creator that is pulling us, each atom, each particle in the entire universe, everything that is pulled into this third state. So this light comes from the third state. Imagine what affects us. In the third state, we are absolutely merged with the Creator, absolutely equal to Him. And there's no distinction between us and the Creator. Kli, the vessel, corrected itself to such extent that all its properties are equivalent to the Creator's maximum screen, makes it absolutely equal to the light which fills it. This is the third state. And in our state, when everything descends from the third state through restrictions, there is a certain inversion. Men can use it for the good or for the bad. The difference between these two states are only in man's intention. And the light that is pulling us upwards from the second state towards the third affects all man's inner desires in the measure they are awakened in each element of the creation. The more developed man is, the light the stronger he is affected by the light, more aggressively, more negatively, because here this line is Mahsom, above the second state. And the lower man is, the more dramatic influence is exercised. And if he is not developed enough egoistically, then he has fewer problems in his life, and life doesn't seem so dark to him, doesn't seem so hopeless. So whoever comes to Kabbalah, who feel that they have no other way out, because they feel influenced by this light, these are the people who descended to the lowest possible state, and the light affects them and creates in them the darkest, most hopeless state. And these people start asking this famous question about the point of their lives. All the previous, let's assume that this is the second state, and it's divided into four steps. These are the previous formations, previous levels of humanity, until it descends to the real hardcore egoism. He finds on the previous levels, 0, 1, 2, 3, he still finds all kinds of motivations, incentives to go on living. But when he descended to the lowest point, against the black dot in his heart, there's no fulfillment. And from above, the light from the third state starts affecting it, because there's no fulfillment of this dot, of this point in this world. So man starts asking this question. On the previous levels, he asks all kind of questions about money, sex, hunger, the things that he can, the desires that he can satisfy. But here, in Leva Evan, the heart of stone, in this black point, in his heart can't be satisfied. Inside this desire, the Creator Himself sits, because He created this dot in this darkest, the blackest state. He discovers the Creator. So man has to come to the lowest point, and from there he will start discovering the Creator. Then this light starts pulling man upwards, and willingly man moves up, rises.
And
it is said, leave me alone and just abide by my laws. It means that no request to the Creator no request will help, only the correction of the vessel. Nothing else will help, only the correspondence of properties between the Kli and the Creator. All other actions will be futile. and in Hebrew it sounds very rudely, leave me alone, and start working. That's the Creator's address. Rising along these steps. In all these states, on each of them, there are three coordinates, same as on our world. If I want to place myself in this world, I have to determine three coordinates. The same is with the spiritual world. If I want to place myself according to the Creator, according to perfection, how can I know exactly where I am? How can I measure my states? In my world, I measure it according to my health, my psychological state. It's summed up in me and gives me an idea of how I feel. But how can we measure our condition and control it, maybe, in the spiritual world? Will it be able to improve our state? Bara Salam says that measuring this state is practically the essence of the science of Kabbalah. It consists, as I have said, of three coordinates.
And
inside these three coordinates, I am as the fourth element. In Kabbalah, they are called world, year, soul, and its inner state. Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam is world, Shana means year, Nefesh means soul, Nefesh or Neshama. So when we are in the spiritual state and want to determine it and want to know how to advance, am I in the spiritual world or am I not? Am I in this world? My life here in this physical world is irrelevant here. My state is only determined by these three coordinates: world, year, and the soul. The world is reality, like heavens, earth, seas, whatever is mentioned in our spiritual texts. The inner state of reality, whatever fills this world, animals, birds, man, whatever fills this volume, all this is called the soul. Naturally, in Kabbalah, the world, by world, are meant the inner properties. And by the soul, his inner properties are meant. We already said that the soul consists of 10 sefirot, 10 parts. But as we start working with these sefirot, wishing to turn it half steps, there are called Gilgaltei Naim. Can be corrected by us, and the rest of the steps cannot be corrected. There was the second restriction performed here. Whoever haven't heard about it, don't despair. In a couple of weeks, we'll start a new cycle, a new series of lectures, and we'll study it again. So we can work with these desires called Gilgaltei Naim. And the external vessels form all our external sensations, such as the body, the surrounding world, and then the remote world. The entire world, except for the soul, is felt by me as a complex, because I am separated from the Creator. That's why my sensations are divided, so that I feel the light coming to me divided according to the properties that are similar to this coming light. So there is a greater similarity to this light in me, which is called the soul, and the more distant ones, which are called the body and the surrounding world. We studied it in the study of the Ten Sefirot, that our body is divided into brain, bones, meat, skin, then the body, dress, house, the body, house, yard, field, desert. So all of our states are divided into 5 parts. But actually they are non-existent. It's just the upper light which enters me due to my imperfect desires is felt as less, more or less distant, and creates in my sensations these close or remote perceptions of the world. Actually, it's not the world, it's just a reflection of my properties affected by the light. The same thing. Similarly, man starts feeling when he crosses the barrier. He perceives his nature, his sensations from aside, and sees how subjective they are, because he is creating with such senses. Similarly, in our world, to our world, in the spiritual world, we have these 4 coordinates: year, the world, year, the soul, and the state itself. How can they be measured, and how, by knowing them, we can control these states? Like in our world, we move up, down, right, left. So similarly in the spiritual world, how can I change my spiritual state so that I could correct myself according to the Creator. What does it mean to move right or left in the spiritual world? There's no movement. There's no space there. All these categories will clarify. We have to speak about them now, because it is said that as we in our world cannot organize our life if we don't know the laws of our world, even in the minimal way. Similarly, in the spiritual world, our soul will not be able to exist if we don't know the laws of the upper world. We won't be able to apply them, to utilize them, adapting ourselves to them so that our states will be more and more kind and beneficial for us. Only the intention is changed. As soon as I start seeing the spiritual world and start understanding that the best thing that I can have is my intention for the sake of the Creator, then this very moment, the entire program of my behavior is transformed, my priorities change, and with the same desires, I start working in a different direction. So, to know how we can act in the spiritual world is a necessary condition for achieving the minimal state of eternity and perfection. So, we have to learn in Kabbalah this state. This period is called the preparation period, the period of studies. So when we go through it and complete it, we enter the spiritual world. Unless we will be ready to exist there, we won't be given the opportunity to enter it. It's like a fetus in a mother's womb cannot exit to this world unless it is ready to exist independently, not through an umbilical cord, but independently exist without the support of its mother's body. So the same is with the spiritual world. We have to learn how to act there, and then we'll receive the right to enter the spiritual reality. I think that the first part of our lesson will be finished here. Baha'i Salam also says here that these four categories, three coordinates in our state in them, they start to be attained as the essence of Kabbalah, starting from the world of Yetzirah, and this signifies the entire essence of the science of Kabbalah. It exists in order to provide man the true information about his genuine state, so that man would be able, out of this state, would be able to change himself, correct himself, not only understand his state, but have a means to correct it. In order to be able to change himself, man starts feeling himself as being inside contradicting forces. On the one hand, he feels that these forces affect him. There is our soul. It is inside shells, and from the light and from the left, two forces, negative and positive, pure and impure, influences man, and he uses these two forces simultaneously. He starts to juxtapose them and in a correct combination, steadily growing and creating the middle line. The man sort of expands. All these external shells of the body and the surrounding world comes inside him, and ultimately he reaches the state when he is equal to the Creator and all the worlds he feels inside him. We'll finish the first part. We'll have to go through this introduction many, many times so that we'll be able to understand how to adapt it and use it for our advancement. But if we, even now, if we wish to realize it in ourselves, it's not clear, but this process started working in us.